Rip Van Winkle's left for 20 years. At home he couldn't get along with his wife, it appears. They used to fight both day and night. One night she got real angry and turned Rippy from the door and said he needn't ever play in her yard anymore. She told him he could take his clothes and go. Oh, Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. Rip Van Winkle went away and slept for 20 happy years in the mountains. So they say, how lucky Rip Van Winkle had a lovely sleep. Deny it if you can. When his loss they were deploring, he was in the mountains snoring. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. Now just sit down and figure out the money that he saved. For 20 years his whiskers grew, his face had not been shaved. The bunch it grew a mile or two. And during all that time his living did not cost a cent. His wife at home, she had to keep the house and pay the rent. While in the mountains Rip was living high. Oh, Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. Rip Van Winkle was a gent. Lived on a bluff for 20 years, never spent a single cent. How lucky Rip Van Winkle had a lead pipe cinch. Deny it if you can. While his wife was spending money, he was in the land of honey. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. He saw the Catskill Mountains and he saw the Catskill Rats. But he never had to live in any stingy Harlem flat. Four rooms and baths, just room to laugh. A narrow-chested dining room that really was so small that every time you'd want to eat, they'd serve it in the hall. It serves you wrong, but still it serves you right. Oh, Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. Rip Van Winkle took the cake. Never had to eat any homemade pies like Mother used to make. How lucky Rip Van Winkle had a lead pipe cinch. Deny it if you can. He never saw the women down at Coney Island swimming. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man.